Hey everyone, Mark Edwards here. Just thought I'd put a quick podcast out with a little bit of what's going on in the hockey prospect world of late. For us, we've added two scouts recently, one in Moscow last week and one in Ohio actually last month. Speaking of scouts, I've been speaking to NHL team scouts all year, but it feels like it's really picked up these last few weeks. Plenty of scouts talking about the OHL and possible return date. And then, of course, the NHL draft and its status and its draft date was a hot topic, well, probably the past 2 months or so. Anyone I've spoken to recently, though, I mean, says it'll be in July as planned. Just regarding the NHL draft, it's been interesting. Most scouts I've spoken to want the draft in July as planned. There were some for sure that wanted it delayed. But just as far as my conversations, for sure, I'd say the majority was easily swayed towards wanting the draft still in July as originally planned. For the record, for me, I want it in July. I just think that we've been able, although video, it's been video only for the majority of prospects, you know, for everybody scout wise. I think it's still more productive to just get the draft completed and kind of get back on schedule. And then next season will hopefully be, for lack of a better word, a little bit more normal. Not sure if everything will get off at the same time as usual in the fall, as far as, you know, say that an OHL starting 3rd week of September as usual. We'll see how that goes, but I think it will be a lot more normal overall next year. And anyone missed in this draft, they've still got more eligibility and will be picked up in next year's draft. It's not perfect. I feel bad for all those involved that it affects, but I don't think pushing the whole draft class into next June and having two drafts, for me anyway, is the most logical way to go. Anyways, it's been nice to have some Canadian-based scouts who had not been to any games yet get out to some. No shortage of scouts attending WHL games, and the Q is back on the schedule as they're allowing scouts again. In Ontario, at least 30 scouts attended a skate on Saturday that consisted of 2 1-hour sessions. Logan Mayhew was on the ice as an example. It's been nice to hear some scouts talking about the U18 in April, as that is going to be going on after canceled last year, obviously. It'll be a bit of a pain in the butt for Canadian scouts to attend. The hoops we have to jump through with all the Canada-US border stuff still in place is real. Be interesting as far as player selection goes. Had some scouts speculating earlier and hearing some talk of Canada just basically taking any players they want, but I think they will end up not taking any QMJHL players away from their teams. It's just been a totally different situation in Quebec as compared to Ontario and who obviously haven't even started yet, and the WHL who have just got underway at the beginning of the month here. So obviously for the OHL players, the majority have not even played a real game since last March. I'm just happy the tournament's a go, but it's interesting. A lot of scouts speculating on how early, you know, the Canada camp will start because of the OHL players. You know, many of them have not played in a real game for so long. What else? If you missed it, we made a change to our black book in case the draft date was going to be pushed back. I did some audio on it a while back. You can listen to that and get full details. It's on our Black Book page in our online store, so you can just give that a listen for the full details. But just basically, I wanted to make it so if you wanted to purchase the book, you know, when we release it in June, you didn't have to worry about the draft being delayed till next June and you're buying a book that's a year outdated. So basically what we're going to do is just continue to update the book up until whenever the draft took place. So if that was next December or next June, we would just continue to update the 2021 Black Book as we continue to scout. along with starting to do our work on the 2022 NHL Draft Black Book. As it's looking right now, it looks like the draft will be in July, so we'll just release a little bit more like usual. I will, though, say that we might still, in a regular season now, do a quick update, because sometimes we released and got some information just shortly after releasing, and we didn't update the book. So that'd be something that I would toy with in just releasing a very small, quick update, if there's some pertinent information that we got after we released the book. It makes it a little bit difficult if the print version is out, though, and that's always been the sticking point with me. Anyways, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. For the most part, usually when we release, it's pretty close to, our final thoughts anyway, so it hasn't been a huge issue. Our rankings, as many of you know, I pushed back the release date that we were going to release, well, on March 1st. This upcoming ranking will be our last ranking until we release the Black Book in late June, or it'll be very, very early July if the book gets pushed back to a release date, just very early July for a late July draft. There were a few players who had just kind of started to get back in game shape and kind of find their groove, so we decided that we wanted to see them a little bit more before we released the ranking. So with that, and then the WHL getting underway at the same time, which we weren't going to worry about waiting for, we just decided that since there were some non-WHL players just kind of getting back in the swing of things, and then the WHL getting underway, we would delay it and just wait another month or so here as we continue to scout some of these guys. I'm glad we did it. It's been nice to let the WHL get going and get their groove back, so to speak, and get their game shape going and get some viewings of them in their own league. It was great for us to have all the meetings, though. Kind of gave us an internal reset and just an update on where we were at with certain players. With the draft calendar being an absolute mess this year, it felt a little bit more like midterm meetings. But the strange thing is that it really was, with obviously some players in the OHL not playing and the dub just getting underway, we aren't even at a midterm type list yet. For many players, for obviously the Euros that we've seen a ton. We've got some USHLers that have been playing for a long time. The program obviously included in that we're good with, but there was a lot of players with late starts that we're not nearly at a midterm feel for them. Our Q scouts are starting to get reports out again, and the OHL, the OHL draft guys are actually starting to have some meetings again. Just a crazy year for those two drafts, but we're just doing everything we can given the current circumstances, which are a bit of a disaster. What else? Our scout Brad Allen is back on the radio. Shane Malloy asked him to co-host the prospect show on Sirius NHL Radio again this season. Just a quick note, because like, there is some confusion sometimes I see on Twitter and I get asked. That is not our show. I've guested on it for many years, for a bunch of segments over the years. At one point, every week I was on. But last year, Shane asked me if Brad could join him as a co-host. So it's called the Hockey Prospect Show, but it's a Shane Malloy production, not a hockeyprospect.com production. We just have kind of been a part of it over the years. So other than that, we're plugging away scouting the prospects, obviously. We think it's a decent draft. It lacks a bit of high-end star power in the top 10-ish, but we like a lot of the B-rated prospects compared to some other years. I guess Cole's notes version from us, and I know many scheme team scouts I talk to agree with this, would be so kind of a weaker A pool than some drafts, but a stronger B pool. We've had many people join as first-time Platinum members recently, so thank you so much for supporting us. Really appreciate it. Just for those people and all our Platinum members, there's more Platinum audio is coming soon for you. As we make our way down the stretch and we've got the WHL underway now, it'll be a lot easier to pump out the audio and probably get some player interviews done and that sort of thing. Anyway, that's it for today. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone, and have a great rest of your week.